In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In celebrating the Ascension of the Lord, we give assent to one of the most important mysteries of our faith. The glorious ascension of our Lord into heaven is one of the dogmas contained in the Constantinopolitan Nicene Creed, namely, that he, Christ, ascend into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. This evening, I thought I'd present just a few thoughts in relation to this great mystery that we celebrate tonight. First of all, the ascension took place 40 days after our Lord's resurrection from the dead. The number here is significant. 40 represents a period of time sufficient for the attainment of a desired purpose. It represents completion. After completing all that his Father had sent him to do, Christ ascended into heavenly glory. Secondly, the ascension is the crowning moment of the incarnation. The ascension is the completion of the work that began in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. At the moment of the incarnation, the eternal Word took on our human nature in that womb in order to accomplish our salvation in his human nature. So it's important to see that the ascension is that culminating moment of the incarnation, another important mystery that we celebrate. And reflecting on this truth, St. Thomas Aquinas said, "The only begotten Son of God, wanting to make us sharers in his divinity, assumed our nature so that he made man might make men gods." It's this process of divinization. Thirdly, the ascension is the completion of the Paschal mystery. There are a lot of mysteries we celebrate, and this ascension into heaven is the completion of the Paschal mystery, the Passover of our Lord. Often enough, when we think about the Passover, we think about our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. It's true that Christ's body was glorified at the moment of his resurrection, but during the 40 days when he eats and drinks familiarly with his disciples and teaches them about the kingdom, his glory remains veiled under the appearance of ordinary humanity. There's a difference in manifestation between the glory of the risen Christ and that of the Christ exalted to the Father's right hand, a transition marked by the historical and transcendent event of the ascension. So the ascension really is the culmination, the completion of the Paschal mystery, our Lord's passion, death, resurrection, and glorious ascent to his Father. A fourth point we should consider. The ascension of our Lord means that our human nature is in heaven. The mystery of the ascension is a source of great joy and hope for us as Christians. This is because when Christ ascended, he took our human nature into the condition of divine glory. Our human nature has a great dignity. And so St. Leo the Great expresses this in the following words. He said, "With all due solemnity, we are commemorating that day on which our pure, poor human nature was carried up in Christ above all the hosts of heaven, above all the ranks of angels, beyond the highest heavenly powers, to the very throne of God the Father." Something for us to consider. A fifth point. Christ ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God the Father. It is at his proper place of dignity and honor that the Son of God, being in one in being with the Father, intercedes for us as high priest of the new and eternal covenant. He is the center and the principal actor of the liturgy that honors the Father in heaven. Sixth point, the ascension includes our Lord's promise of the Holy Spirit, something for us to consider as we prepare to celebrate Pentecost. Immediately prior to ascending to his Father, Christ gave this assurance to his disciples: "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." It's interesting to note that the Greek word used to describe the power of that Holy Spirit, the power that the Holy Spirit will give to the disciples, is the word dunamis. And the word in English, dynamite, comes from this same root. And so the Holy Spirit comes to strengthen us, just as he strengthened the disciples all those years ago, to give us that same dunamis, that same power, to give witness to Christ. It's that same Holy Spirit who animates the souls of all the faithful today in their mission to announce, to bear witness, to make present, and to spread the mystery of the communion of the Holy Trinity. And lastly, the ascension reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven. St. Paul put it this way: "If you have risen with Christ, set your hearts on the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are on earth." And so, my brothers and sisters, today we commemorate Christ's ascension into heavenly glory. May our hearts ascend with him, and may our lives give authentic witness to what we believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.